Matt Schinetti, who is in Toronto from TSN, joins us. Matty, how are you?
Not too bad. Jason, how are you, my friend?
I'm excellent. Hey, any idea what tickets have been going for on the black market, if we want to call it that, outside?
Oh, goodness. You know what? It all depends on what you consider the hot seat, because for those who don't know downtown Toronto, Jurassic Park keeps growing and growing to a point where they have so many people that they're free, but the lineup to get in, it's not necessarily the dollar value. It's more the time you're willing to spend. They are opening them early so that people can get up, those who want to get up front. Even in the morning, people were starting to camp out a little bit.
Wow.
It's stretched down from the ACC down what is around Maple Leaf Square, up to near, not close, not right on the grounds of, but very close to the grounds of the Rogers Centre. For anybody who knows Toronto, the ACC and the Rogers Centre are about a kilometer apart. So you're getting about like 500 meters of people, just a swarm of people. So even though I can't give you a dollar value on what floor seats might be going for, although I know upper bowl tickets are going around $200, the Jurassic Park to get up front, it costs you a lot of time to wait outside the ACC because, especially tonight, and it was in game four, it's the hot ticket right now.
How many people do they have in Jurassic Park? Like, are we talking 5,000? How many? Any idea?
Oh, I would think we're pushing 5,000 to 7,500. I mean,
wow.
And remember, I mean, they've cordoned people off in certain sections because fire lanes that they have to put up, but they've got people packed on either sidewalk. It is a crush of people there, and you expect in Toronto we're actually getting the blast of our first blast of really muggy, humid, characteristically summer Toronto weather, so there's going to be a lot of excited and sweaty people tonight up right outside the ACC.
Matt Schinetti joins us, TSN in Toronto, Game 6, Raptors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Matt, the Raptors have basically been MIA on the road and been fantastic at home. And I'm sure everybody's looking for an answer. I don't know if it's just, does Cleveland just decide to play better at home? I'm not sure. But you look at it tonight, the Raptors, they obviously can't start like they did in Game 5. And is it too simple to just say it comes down to really, if Lowry and DeRozan are on, the Raptors have a shot?
I think it's not just Lowry and DeRozan, but I think it's pretty definitive that if Lowry and DeRozan don't show up, I mean, when they don't, and this stat was put on the broadcast over and over again for Game 6, Game 5. If the Raptors and Lowry and DeRozan in particular, when Lowry and DeRozan combined don't score 30 points, and they score less than 30 points, the Raptors don't win. I mean, they're 1-7. They just don't win. They need those two to play well. They need them to produce like they were producing Game 3 and 4. But they're going to need help, whether it's, we know Bismack Biyombo is, his love affair with Toronto and Raptor fans keeps growing. But they need the Raptors, Patrick Patterson. They need Damari Carroll. They need Terrence Ross. Because LeBron James hasn't had a LeBron James game yet. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, Kevin Love was off in games 3 and 4, but Kevin Love really hurt them. He was shooting 80%. And Kyrie Irving has been shooting well over 50, 55% this entire series. But if you're a Raptors fan, the specter of LeBron James, the fact he hasn't had one of those dominant LeBron games yet, you got to be worried about that, because this is the kind of night, given now that the Western Conference Finals will go an extra game, and knowing LeBron, and this is a guy who's, it'll be his sixth straight finals if he wins tonight, you don't want him commanding the stage on his own, because he has shown that he can dominate this Raptor team, not just by distributing the ball, but remember Game 1, he took what he wanted under the paint, and he didn't score that many points. But if he decides that he wants to dominate tonight, the Raptors better have two or three guys ready to switch on him, because when the King wants something, he usually gets what he wants. And the Raptors, I'm sure, do not want to go out on a star-studded night by LeBron James.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that LeBron hasn't had a dominant game, and he's obviously capable of it. But in Cleveland, really, in their whole season, LeBron learned to maybe share the wealth a little bit more this year, and that's why they are successful.
Yeah, LeBron has always said it, that he is he loves to get his guys, loves to distribute the ball, loves to get people into the game. And this is where the argument between he and Steph Curry always comes to a head, because LeBron can conceivably in the modern NBA play all five positions. Last year when Cleveland was injured, he was the point guard himself. He was the shooting guard himself. He often played power forward and small forward. And if you want, he can play a center. So he can play every position, whereas Steph Curry, sure, you can make up a center, but that doesn't make any sense. So in the modern NBA, LeBron can play every position. But the way he's gotten Kyrie Irving involved, J.R. Smith involved, the way he's tried to get Kevin Love involved, even though Love hasn't been consistent, I mean, it just makes you appreciate his talent so much more. Sometimes he sounds a bit self-aggrandizing by saying, well, you know, it's not about me, but it's always about King James. Whether he's scoring or distributing, he commands the stage for the Cavaliers. And if you're the Raptors, Dwayne Casey said it today, if you're not paying attention to what LeBron is doing, because one second he could be covering DeMar DeRozan, next second he could be covering Damari Carroll, and then he'll switch on to Corey Joseph's on the floor, he'll be on Corey Joseph. And then next thing you know, he's at the other end, just after he makes a defensive stop, just waiting to impact on the offensive end. LeBron's 31 right now, but he is still playing like, you know, just the effervescent high school kid who came out in 2003. So, you know, the king reigns, but the Raptors hope that tonight that they have the metal to deal with that. Dwayne Casey always talks about competing with poise.
Matt Jannetty joins us from TSN in Toronto. Damari Carroll has got to get going. Now, you mentioned Lowry and DeRozan, and he's almost looked fatigued at times in this series.
Yeah, Carroll has dealt with a lot of injuries. We know about the hand injury. He's been dealing with an elbow issue. But the thing that's frustrating Raptors fans the most is he's missing a lot of open shots. Carroll is seen coming from Atlanta to be a three-point specialist. He's had open looks. Cleveland has given him open looks. They've said, sure, we'll take Lowry and DeRozan out of the game and have Damari Carroll beat us. And Damari Carroll has not had, consistently, not in this round at least, not had a dominant game. And I think that's more on him than what Cleveland's doing, because Cleveland has, as I said, just been, okay, go ahead and take your three, and you're going to miss. So we know you're going to miss. So until you start making them, we don't think you're that dangerous. And it's not an indictment on Damari Carroll, although there has been many stories about his and Corey Joseph's late night wanderings around downtown Cleveland. There is a lot on Damari Carroll tonight, not just to stop LeBron James, but to be effective offensively.
What's your thoughts on Valanciunas and how much, if any, he'll play?
This is going to be interesting, because Dwayne Casey doesn't ever tell us what he wants to do. So I would think that Valanciunas doesn't start. I think he gets more minutes off the bench. I don't think we're going to see, as Kyle Lowry kind of smiled and dismissed it today, we're not going to see the experiment of having Jonas Valanciunas and Bismack Biyombo on the floor at the same time. Cleveland plays very, very fast, and unlike the Oklahoma City Thunder, which do it very well with Steven Adams and Serge Ibaka, you know, you have one defender, Bismack Biyombo, who is incredibly athletic, who moves up and down the floor. You have an offensive juggernaut, Jonas Valanciunas, who is not known as a very outstanding defender and who doesn't move up and down the floor very fast. So it kind of compromises how Toronto likes to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I see more minutes for Valanciunas. He was 4-for-4 in Cleveland in Game 5. He needs to be effective offensively. And if he comes on, he's the kind of guy, if the Raptors are leading, that coming off the bench that can pad that lead, because you have to feel at some point, as it happened in Game 4, the Cavs will go on a run. And when they go on a run and they throw their haymakers, the Raptors, apart from Game 4, don't tend to survive.
Well, and you know, they've got to be into it. They're going to have the fans into it. It's been incredibly loud in that series. And so far, home floor advantage has been a distinct advantage to the home teams. Do you put any stock in the fact that the crowds are the reason, or are the teams just more comfortable?
I would say this, and I've heard the legend of Rexall Center and what it was like during the Stanley Cup final, you know, 10 years ago. Jermaine Franklin's with us, and he says that he hasn't been in a building as loud as it was for the Oilers run back then. But the fact is there is a noticeable difference in the way these Raptors play when they're in the Air Canada Center. And these fans over this playoff run, as you would expect them to, because the Raptors have never gone this deep, they've never played 20 playoff games, that the energy would be there. Bismack Biyombo feeds off it, obviously. Lowry feeds off it, obviously. DeRozan feeds off it, clearly. But they can't worry about going to Cleveland yet and dealing with the road stuff. They got to deal with what goes on tonight because, again, you got to bring up the specter of LeBron James. This is a guy who has played in San Antonio in the finals. This is a guy who has played against Dallas in the finals. Two notable places when they get deep in playoff runs. It's very loud and it's very difficult. LeBron called the ACC a monster of an arena yesterday. He's saying what the Cavs have to do to prepare. He knows it's going to be loud. It's going to be ear-shattering in there. But the Raptors, they've had great starts at the ACC, and they need to build on them because, and not to put too fine a point on it, the Cavs, when they go on runs, they tend to spread the Raptors out, and they spread them very thin, and you see the distribution, not just from LeBron James, but, you know, J.R. Smith, and when Imam Shumpert is on the floor, even Matthew Dellavedova, they split the Raptors open. And you wonder if fatigue doesn't start playing a little bit into these Raptors because as much as they say mentally they've dealt with it, they've been playing back-to-back games every other day, for the last month and a half. At some point, that's going to catch up with them. You hope if you're a Raptors fan, they have enough to push through, not just in Game 6, but also Sunday in Game 7.
Maddie, who's winning tonight?
I have watched this team, and everybody who—and this is not a cop out—you don't know Raptor fan what Raptor team comes out night tonight. My gut tells me they win tonight because the ACC crowd puts them over the line. But that just opens up a whole other question going back to Cleveland, the Quicken Loans. I think though we're going to see that LeBron game tonight. LeBron wants to get to the finals. LeBron is desperate to win a title for these Cavaliers, and these Cavaliers 1-15, unfortunately for Raptors fans, are just more talented. It's unfortunate. The Raptors should be commended, not to get all retrospective. They should be commended for taking the Cavaliers to 6 games. But I think LeBron comes out tonight. My head tells me that he has a dominant game. It's close, but I think the Cavs pull away in the fourth.
Well, it'll be great to watch tonight. Should be entertaining. We'll see if the Raptors can spread it to 7, and who knows what happens. Enjoy the atmosphere, Matty. Appreciate it.
Take care.